10, and for reservations and information, call 353-2415, extension 2633.
Well, we're back. I think we're back. Are we back, Marcus?
We're certainly back, Roy.
Well, thanks for staying with us. And we have Mr. John Venice, world traveler and journalist, and he's going to report on his recent trip to the Sea of Cortez. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Roy. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you okay. I know it's a little difficult to hear us sometimes when we...
Yeah, you guys can yell up a little louder.
Yeah, well, we'll keep it as much. Well, these phone lines are underground sometimes, and after we get a rain, I don't know what happens to them.
Yeah, well, it's raining out here, too.
But we can hear you just fine, and so can our audience, John.
Wonderful.
I just must say that this the Secrets of Cortez article that you wrote and your trip is most extraordinary. And as you know, I've spent a lot of time there, but I find it, as I was reading through it, I was fascinated by some of the things you did. Now, it's quite lengthy because you cover it day by day, but let's try and cover some of these highlights, John, because some of these things you did are just absolutely amazing for a young person, but never mind that somebody that's 62 years young.
And my partner is 62, Margaret.
I know. I know. And in fact, although we don't have this article up, it will be up hopefully by the weekend for those that are listening online. And you can go to our website, ttrn.com, and you'll be able to read John's article in depth, and actually the photos will be up there as well. So, John, why don't you start off, after you took an Aero California flight down to Laredo, which is an old hometown for me, pick it up from there, will you?
Okay, well, anyway, we were met by the people who run the Paddling South, and I think the main things I want to talk about today are the fact that we want to show people in the world that you can still get around by hiking and hitchhiking in different parts of the world, even though you're 62 years old. And I think that what we do is we discover the real meaning and the real feeling of the people of the country by doing that. And, you know, you can ask me some other questions about the trip, but it really turned out to be one of the most fascinating trips we've ever taken. And the fact that we traveled over like almost 900 miles by land over mainly dirt roads where there was farmhouses without electricity, we found those people so generous and so loving. And the only thing that we found that was sad is the fact that the ranchers back in the back inland from Laredo, Mulegé, and Silver and La Paz and so forth, the younger people are leaving to go to the cities to be trained and work in other factories and do other jobs and become more technical, when the older people that are our age or older are just sitting there in their farms doing their manual labor like they did 100 years ago, and eventually those farmlands are being abandoned. So we found quite a few homes that were, and ranches that were actually abandoned. So if anybody wants to adopt a home in Baja, that's the place to go.
Wow. Well, John, the other thing is that it is quite desolate, and for years, and until it was discovered by the Silicon Valley folks, other than Cabo San Lucas, places like Laredo and Mulegé were relatively unknown. And as you mentioned, when you stopped at the Serenidad Hotel, they have a dirt runway, which is probably close to 5,000 feet, because I've landed in there in a DC-3. And these people have been there for years and years and years, it's just a marvelous experience. But take us a little bit more on some of these. I mean, sticking your finger out and walking down the street, John, and times where you thought you might have to sleep in a cave. Give us a little more of that.
Well,
I think it's fascinating.
We planned some of the trips that we planned. We expected to make it in one day, you know, based on the map and based on the number of miles that we usually travel if we do hitchhike when there's traffic. But we found out that on several of the roads we went on, we would hike for maybe 4 to 6 hours, and the only thing we saw moving were flying buzzards above us.
And the
very thought.
And the temperature was dropping.
But as far as the and also one of the things we found out, there's a prison in Mulegé, which is the town of Mulegé is now celebrating its 300th anniversary this year, if anybody wants to get down and celebrate with them.
Yeah.
But they have a prison there, the only prison that had no doors. And what they used to do is they used to let the prisoners out during the day, work in town, and they blew a conch horn, and the prisoners would come back. They had about maybe 85 prisoners there, and it was sort of like on the honor system. And the only reason they had no doors is the fact is they were so isolated in Mulahay at that time that the only way to escape was by boat.
Or by mule. Well, you know, it is fascinating. Maybe we could learn some lessons by that. But I think if we left the doors of the prisons open here, we'd probably have a lot of empty prisons, and in some cases that might not be a bad idea. But, John, just take us to some of these little restaurants that you stopped in, and especially the one where you actually tried a plant that the locals didn't even know was edible. Walk
us
through that.
Oh, yeah, that was the cactus salad that we had in La Paz. Well,
yeah. You know, the cactus salad was certainly one thing, but there was another point where you had mentioned that you had actually, in front of some people, eaten a plant.
Oh, yes, the nasturtiums. Okay, well,
yes.
We were in a little town called San Jose de Guadalupe, and in this town, we arrived with a couple, of course, in the back of their pickup truck, and I hope everybody gets a chance to read the article, because it is not only humorous, but educational, and we want the world to see what those people are like and how they treat us and so forth. But anyway, so we arrived at this town, and there's these beautiful nasturtiums all blooming, the orange flower with the green leaves.
Yep.
And we hadn't had any green vegetables for 2 days, so we started picking and eating them, and the people looked at us really strange because this was just a decoration in their garden. And they said, we didn't know you could eat them. So with that fact, we told a few of the people that they told them that we could eat them. They gave us tamales, and if you ever go back to that town, you're probably going to have tamales with nasturtiums.
How did you know that? Had you eaten them before, John?
Oh, yeah. We have them here in California. We have them in our yard and all over the place here.
Yeah, we eat them in the cider as well. And
yeah,
when you go
to a health food restaurant, you always see those little orange flowers?
Yep.
That's nasturtium.
Mm-hmm.
John, take us on at least before we run out, take us on one of your walking tours where you walked, and then all of a sudden you got picked up by a car, and then you're out, you walked again, and then you...
Okay. Yeah, well, there was one little experience we had traveling to the ruins of Guadalupe where we're walking along, and we hadn't seen a car probably for 2 hours. Remember, we're walking on a dirt road that has dust about 2 inches thick, cactus all over the place, and buzzards flying above us. And a car goes by full of people and full of food, and they said, well, we're sorry, we can't give a lift, we're full. So the car went on, and about half an hour later, we arrived to a Scotch cooler in the road, which had fell out the back of, obviously, their truck, and all the food was all over the road. And so we put everything back in the cooler, sat on it, and said, well, we can either go back to the place we started from and have a great party and a great dinner, or we can wait for the people to come back. Well, to make a long story short, the people did come back. They obviously found room for us because we found the Scotch cooler. And they were traveling with all this food that was going to be used for about a week, for families about 60 miles into the interior, which they wouldn't have had if they hadn't noticed they lost it.
Now, of course, what we failed to mention here is that this is like the Christmas holiday, right?
Right. So everybody's, preparing or going someplace.
Exactly.
But, like I said, the beauty of this area is the fact is if you want to hike or just observe nature and be quiet, we went for, let's say, at least sometimes 4 to 6 hours without seeing another person or a car or anything moving.
Yeah. Amazing.
John, tell us a little bit about the city of Laredo, which I haven't been to in a number of years, but as you know, we used to fly in there from Burbank in Ontario. Take us for a little stroll through what's happening in Laredo and maybe about the restaurant there. I know you stayed at the
hotel. Laredo is a destination by air, can you get there by air? It's been more developed, so I would say it is definitely not a metropolitan city, but probably has over 500,000 people in it, whereas you take Mulahay, which hasn't changed probably in the last 50 years, only has about 3,500 people.
Right.
So it's a big difference in the size of the cities there.
Now, when you were in Laredo, you stayed at the Hotel Oasis.
Yes.
Pronounced Oasis in Spanish.
Right.
But the thing about Laredo is the incredible fishing, and that's what people really go there for, and the kayaking and that sort of thing is new to me, but the fishing in the Sea of Cortez is like nothing I have ever seen before. The tuna, and we've actually caught
it. Legendary.
Yeah, and taken it out on islands and cooked it over a fire that we built, and it's just absolutely incredible. And the mere fact that you walked around and hitchhiked through this area, I find absolutely extraordinary.
You know, I just want to mention, if anybody wants to see the real Baja California and some part of it, there's a movie out called Dust to Glory. Dust to Glory. It's a great movie that's about the Baja 1000 race, and it does show you the picturesque part of that country, and that's probably one of the most thrilling movies I've ever seen. It's a documentary. So Dust to Glory would be something I'd look for if you could find it in a theater or any other form.
Cool.
Right. Now, you also mentioned that what we might mention, John, is your website. Let the people have your website so they can go there and look at some of the things that you have on there. And also, you mentioned places like Baja Expeditions and some of the people who have helped you out on this. Why don't you give us a website or two if you have it handy?
Oh, sure, yes. Well, one website that people can look at for our first trip, which was to Costa Rica, that's tours.com, T-O-U-R-S.com, and then search for Costa Rica. The top of the page, you'll see Nature's Paradise by John Bennis. Nature's Paradise. That was our first basic hitchhiking experience in Central America. And the last one, we don't have up on our site yet, but you'll have it. But I do have. I'm also a director of the Venezuelan Tourism Association here in the U.S. In case anybody's interested in going there, and that's Venezuelan, V-E-N-E-Z-U-E-L-A-N, VenezuelanAdventures.com.
And you also have your own website.
Yes. No, that's my website there.
Oh, okay. I thought you had one that was something adventurous, but
no, the VenezuelanAdventures.com.
Oh, okay.
The other the people who helped it, like Baja Expeditions, would be Baja X, that's BajaEx.com.
And that's an old friend of mine. Tim Means is still there.
And the other town in the south is Tour, T-O-U-R, Baja, BajaEx.com. So TourBaja.com for paddling south. That's mostly kayaking, backpacking. They do mountain biking and also mule trips. And then Baja Expeditions are great for kayaking and also snorkeling and scuba diving expeditions throughout Baja. That's BajaEx.com.
Yeah. John, an absolutely wonderful article. And as Roy said, it'll be up on our site and available for people to read. But I recommend that they do read it because it's fabulous. I mean, the things that you did, the things that you got up to, 15 minutes just doesn't do it justice, but
yeah.
It was a great trip.
They'll find it very humorous as well as entertaining, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, I certainly did.
Thank you, John, and we look forward to seeing you again. As I said, it'll be up on the site, and we'll also get it up on our worldtravelnews.info, and which goes out to about 120,000 people.
Great. So, well, thank you, Marcos, and thank you, Roy. And my next trip will be the back roads of Puerto Vallarta. You'll get that probably in a few weeks.
Great. Hey, we look forward to it.
Forward
to it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, yeah.